On Thursday, November 5th, the Board of Trustees for the Albany Public School District met in person and digitally, where Principal David Burnsley spoke about how schools in Arbor Hill and West Hill are reaching out to students and families in need of more than this year's remote learning.
Obviously, with the COVID, things have changed a little bit, but we understand that there are no excuses, there's no reasons not to make things happen. So we adapt to the times that we're living in, and like I said, we go out to their houses, we deliver the different paperwork that they may need for programs in our community or the state. We encourage if we need to have the parents come in. Yes, we follow all the COVID protocol and everything, but sometimes you need that face-to-face. The social-emotional supports are everything that we do. They're embedded in the curriculum. We also are working with SUNY Albany for the STEP tutors. These are students that actually will go into the classroom. They join the online classes, and they're mentors for the students and tutors. They're both. We work with SNUG. They're a wonderful organization and community partner where we work with them to work with some of our students that might have gotten off track, and they work with them to tell the importance of school and the importance of working with people. We try to build trust with them. We work with the Cornell Cooperative Youth CAN program, Team Bosses, where it encourages community service and entrepreneurial services. So those are some of the, a few examples of what we are doing to monitor the students and to work with the students. We understand it's the now in terms of working with them, but also when they're done with high school. And we, in terms of understanding the importance of an education, and again, trying to get the students to work not only with us, with their families, but also with the community. And the community has been wonderful in terms of the different community partners, wonderful with us, working with us. So the second phase is I'm working with Marche Hines. This is her first year as our community site coordinator. She's an amazing, amazing person. Her energy is 24 hours, 7 days a week. She will do anything and everything. We were just having a discussion yesterday about possibly trying to come up with a place off campus where we could get supports for the students who may have difficulty with technology or even having a place that's a quiet area to do work. And so we're working with some community partners right now trying to create that, and then seeing what we could do to support the students in that. Again, we work with SUNY Albany and the Cornell Cooperative Group. Marche has reached out to the library. We have some things going on with the local libraries. One of the things I like too is that the O'Neill Community Site Coordinator, Juliana Obi, and Marche Hines are combining forces. So now, even though they're two different buildings, we're getting two for one. And for example, there's a Harvest Fest coming up that Marche is throwing, and she has gotten great donations of food and other things to provide the families. Because we know that some of our families are in need of food. Well, we're looking at the coat drives right now in terms of getting winter clothing for some of our families. Marche, every day Marche comes in with a different idea. It's really wonderful for me. But she's also looking at the mentoring in terms of having different women group to work with our young ladies and a men group to work with our young men. And she's looking to do different things in terms of things like athletics, even though right now with the COVID it's tough down the road, to use that to get the students involved. We have some programs that she's working on right now. We have Mediation Matters that you, the board, were so gracious and approving for us. And that's going to allow us to teach our students the strategies of if things don't go their way or how to deal with adverse situations. And we're really excited to bring them in. So I could certainly provide more once we get that program going.
We are next going to step over to the simultaneous meeting of the Albany School District Board of Trustees, at which they discussed how area schools, especially in Arbor Hill, West Hill, and the South End, have been meeting parental and family needs for their students this year of the pandemic.
So I'm going to interject and say, number one, thank you so very much for sharing this information. It's always so good to see and hear what's happening on the instruction side of the house, because this is what we do as an educational institution, and to see what happens with our teachers and then how does it manifest itself in the lives of our students each and every day. Board members, as you can see, that despite everything else that's going on, we are still about the business of focusing on how our students are learning, how do we learn along with them, how do we change the way in which we do what we need to do to meet their needs. And
we can wait on that. I know that every school in the country is ordering Chromebooks, and I know that that's on, you know, that's been on back order, right? So I can probably ask that question later.
I know we're going to talk about, there's some more slides coming up on technology, so let's hold on that.
But for the first part, could you answer that about engagement?
So from the elementary level, for science, we have not heard that, except for having available resources, such as these STEM build bags and things like that, the challenge more from my seat is the math. And parents have been needing more support around math, okay, and because of the way we instruct math. And so one of the sneaky things that I did in the STEM bag is I included playing cards and dice, and we incorporated them because the grant.
I wanted to just acknowledge, so one of the things you said at the very beginning about resources school by school and noticing that there was discrepancies between schools, and I wanted to really appreciate that that's one of the things that we've been growing on as a district, is that looking at things through that lens and recognizing when there's inequities between our schools. So I wanted to acknowledge and appreciate that you had done that with this to make sure that all of our schools are equitably having access to these sort of resources. And I'm just wondering, sort of related to what Damaris was asking, what Board Member Mann was asking, whether there's other ways that you've used this opportunity to look at things through the equity lens to ensure that all kids are getting access to these sorts of resources. At secondary, I know that over the years we've had sort of ups and downs in ensuring that every child feels welcomed at some of these sort of pathway classes and things like that at the secondary level. And also at the primary level, I take it that we're offering these to every classroom throughout the district, and providing the resources for our teachers' professional development as well.
I did just would like to let the board know that much of these supplies come out of the Title IV the grant fund around well-rounded education and enrichment opportunities. We also sent home jump ropes for K-5 students, and every single student got a jump rope. And Ashley Chappell, our director of PE Health and Athletics, actually made certain that she bought jump ropes of different lengths so that when they got to the school that the students got the right jump rope. So that was also funded out of that grant. That grant has really been wonderful. It's a relatively new aspect, as far as I know, for Title IV. So we were thrilled, and we were just approved for this year's fund. This came out of last year's funds largely, but this we've just been approved for this year's funds, and we'll do another batch. Ashley's working on something, and we'll get more supplies. I think we're doing some music kits next.
This has been Paul Smart reporting for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.